I think corporate politics is a topic we can probably talk about for an hour or more. I picked the topic because I've written quite a bit about this in the blog, and I think someone did say this during this call, that there's politics in pretty much every company. As long as you got a company of like 10 or more people, you probably will have some level of politics. And I think my first question to you is, are there such things as good corporate politics? Like the terminology, what does it mean to you? Because people use it in different ways. And is politics always negative? Or is there sort of such things as positive and negative politics? What do you think, Sunny?
I mean, I think we tend to view politics. When you say politics, I think the first thing you think about is the negative. The negative politics, right? I mean, it has a negative connotation, usually.
Okay.
Maybe at the end of the day, it's like when conflicts arise a little bit, you tend to view it as politics. I don't know, maybe you have more insight into that on that point.
Well, does everyone agree the word politics is really referring to something negative, something inefficient, ineffective?
No, I think for most people that's true.
Mm.
Yeah, I think
it definitely has a negative tone, but I don't think necessarily it's negative. There are a few other lenses I think we could apply to this. Is the employee or the person in question, are they an introvert or an extrovert? I think that's an interesting lens. Do they get energy by, you know, doing good work on their own, or they get, you know, by doing good work with others, where people can understand what their contribution is, whereas if they're doing good work on their own, sometimes getting that work out and getting that recognition is more difficult. So I think those two, the lens of those two kind of personas, you know, may see the politics or that action in different lights.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. One person may look at that and go, ah, they're playing politics. The other one may look at that and go, oh, they're being smart in advertising themselves and promoting themselves and their skills. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Building relationships, establishing relationships through quality of your work, not just, you know, fluff. That can be put under good politics.
Yeah. I think the word politics is interesting, right? Like, we're going through elections right now, so we can see all the politics that's happening. Is it all good, all bad? You know, I don't know. I think my view is, and this is why I said, well, anything with a greater than 10 people in a company, you will have what we call quote-unquote politics. And the way I'm really defining it is more the interplay, the interpersonal play of people, right? You got the official structure of who reports to who, and, you know, maybe you have, you know, three different departments. If you got 10 people or 100,000 people, you got maybe 3,000 departments. And then what they officially do is kind of like the operational model. What is unofficially happening is what I call politics. And some of the unofficial happenings are actually positive because they're able to get some things done that may or may not be structured the best in the operating model. And then there's other things where unofficially things are happening and they're actually detrimental to either your goals or the progress. And there could be very different point of views that you might look at that and go, well, that was really bad politics that's happening. And somebody else who got what they wanted from that same action may be thinking that is the type of politics I want to play, right? And that's the thing that I want to be able to use to get what I need. And I think the reason I bring this topic together is, regardless of what you think politics is, you in your career, you kind of have to play it, or actually it will play you. Just because my fundamental assumption is people are still people. They're not robots. They're not going to always operate within the lines of what they're told is their jobs, their authority. They're going to try to do different things to try to get some things done. And sometimes are not aligned with your values, and that way it would appear to be negative politics. And other times they may be aligned with your value and you got more effectively done. Like Roshi said, you established relationships and was able to get through some red tape that was official, but then because you kind of had some ways of relating to people, they actually help you open some doors and speed up some stuff that you potentially couldn't have done. And so that's my lens. You know, a lot of time people are like, I hate politics. I want to steer away from it. And I think I'm saying you kind of are in it as long as you work in a company big enough to have different personalities and different values and different informal tribal methods of working in addition to the operating model. What do you think about that? Would you agree with what I said? Or do you think, no, I can avoid politics. Like, I'm happy for difference in opinions, for sure. I have floored all of you, or it's been a long day.
I think you can stick your head in the sand for a while, but in the end, you're sort of not doing yourself justice by just avoiding all of the politics. You have to at least learn how to deal with it. And,
yeah,
you know, whether you're good at it or not, you know, will vary for sure, but you at least you just learn how to keep yourself happy and in dealing with it.
Yeah. So with that kind of context, how would you navigate it? What's the best way that you've done yourself, or how you've seen others done, to navigate that? Let's say you're no longer head in the sand. You recognize you need to navigate it. What do you do?
You know, there's different approaches just depending on what you're, where you are. You can sort of, if you can't beat them, join them sort of approach. Or, you know, you can just look to curry friendships and networking with others in the organization, sort of, you know, find a different niche.
Well, I would go a little more basic than that, because I think Vanilla was the one that says, hey, is there a framework to think about how to navigate? And perhaps I'll propose one, right? And then you can see how that might fit. My first component of that framework is, are you aware of how it works? Because I think what you stated is almost a couple steps in. But if you're a bit newer to the job, right, or you just newly joined a group, then the first thing is actually keeping your eyes open and seeing where the powers are, right? Are you aware of who's impacting not only your job, but your overall role? Who are all the stakeholders? What are their official roles? What is actually happening? Who has power? Who doesn't? Who has influence? Who doesn't? That awareness gives you a different lens before you jump into the doing of navigation. And sometimes people skip that and kind of assume, or then they have a blind spot in some ways. And I think I don't go as far as do a SWOT analysis or anything of it with all the stakeholders, but in a way there's an intuitive, you got to scan the landscape and say, am I aware of where everyone stands and who has the power and who, or who,
right,
in addition... Yeah, in addition to what is officially communicated, right? So I think awareness is number one. Number two, the framework I would say is something where Roshi is, then you know, in addition to your day-to-day transactional work where you have to build relationships, you should be proactive in building relationship in a broader circle, because you cannot navigate politics by pure, you know, just wanting to. The way to navigate is when you got people that's in many corners of the job that is starting to be able to share with you the realities of things, because that tribal knowledge is sitting in a lot of different people's minds, and you being proactive in building relationships is a precursor to your ability to influence and actually be smart in navigating that politics. Because without any relationships, you cannot logically navigate it. It's not logical per se. Politics is usually that informal thing, and relationships and building those relationships. Do you know who should be your trusted board of advisors that's not in your immediate circle? are you proactively reaching out and trying to learn a little bit more about different groups that may touch your work, but you may not need to know everything about them in your day-to-day job? I think a lot of people actually forget that that is part of work, but it's not in any job description. Your manager is not going to put it on your MBOs, but the people who navigate well are the ones who put in time to kind of try to build relationships that they don't need for any of their day-to-day jobs. So I ask you, how much time, and are you, look at your job now, are you building relationships or thinking about how to plan to build relationships with people that you may not need something from for your job right now? Anybody who is not, or anybody who is, want to share? Or is this a foreign concept even? Right, it isn't usually in your... I put some of this in the development plans of my people just because I've learned that this is a pretty amazing skill to have to navigate your career overall in any company. I'm just curious whether you would agree that this it's kind of something that's almost outside the job description, but almost a thing to do to be better at navigating politics.
Oh, I absolutely agree. And I was just thinking back, when I used to go into work, I used to grab coffee with folks and just not chat about work and touch base and see how they're doing. And but now I'm thinking back the last 2 months with COVID, I haven't been able to keep up those relationships as much as I would like to.
Mm. And you know what? Some people are really dying to connect. I've done FaceTime with some of my partners. I have one of the things I've done, I've told some of you before, is regular connect. So I may have quarterly or monthly. And when COVID happened, people were trying to cancel. I said, well, why don't we just have a virtual one? And then I asked for permission. Some of them are open to FaceTime because they're cool, you know, not being too dressed up or whatever. And other people weren't. But either way, we still stay connected because... yes, we don't get to share coffee or be face-to-face, but there's a unique opportunity to care and connect with people, and people remember that as well. So I would encourage you to think about that and not mandate it to be in person, but reach out and see if people are interested in still having those kind of non-work, non-immediate transactional conversations. What about you guys, Vanille, Rob? Alec, are you guys in your previous jobs or current ones?
Yeah, I mean, I can go. I mean, yeah, for me, it's absolutely necessary to build those relationships before you really need them. At some point, you may really need them. I've definitely had experiences where that came in handy. I've also had experiences where I clearly didn't build a strong enough relationship. I agree with that. I think there's another aspect, and part of it is the awareness of how the politics work, but I think it's kind of the self-awareness around how you are with politics and what your political capital is and how you're viewed by people that have influence and power. And I think that is something that could be useful, especially if you want to get better at navigating politics, to work on and have a discussion with your manager about.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I think it's like two sides of the same coin of awareness, right? How it works externally, but what is the perception of you in the midst of that? Can you talk a little bit more about that? Like, it sounded like you had some experiences evolving in that.
Sure. In the past, I get energy two ways. I'm kind of an introvert and an extrovert. I mean, I love to be in spreadsheets and be detail-oriented and in requirements, but at the same time, I get a lot of energy by meeting with people and collaborating and having the recognition go to the whole team, you know, not just for me. That's a lot of energy. So, back in my days at Schwab, I was able to build a lot of relationships, and pretty much like what we do daily, I think, in the innovation group with our risk and compliance partners and our legal partners. And I had, back in the day, I had built the right relationships at the top, and I thought I had built the right relationships with his directs. So I felt like I had the political capital. I felt like I had all the buy-in, series of 12-plus meetings. And then the week before launch, one of the directs said, oh, I didn't sign off on that. Like, we had 12 meetings about this. There were no objections. So that's an example where it could go. You know, it felt like I was doing the right thing, and then it went a little sideways.
Mm.
And so I had the trust of the senior person, but I didn't have the trust or the buy-in of a more junior person that came to, to haunt me a little bit. We got over it because I had a strong manager that believed in what I did. And we went to the CEO of the bank and COO of the bank and got them to sign off on our approach. But that was an example that I think directly relates to what we're doing here at Wells.
Yeah. No, I think that sometimes it's not necessarily the senior relationships that's the only one that mm-hmm. matters or Trump, right? And actually having that's almost a blind spot that hit you, and you might have triggered something by actually skipping him and going to the senior folks,
mm-hmm.
which might lead to that. And that self-awareness of what you're doing. I mean, it's more of a human reaction, right? Versus you probably did all the right things, but there's so many gray areas in the interpretation of some of these things, especially when it comes to risks, that people have a hard time distinguishing their personal offended by something, and then they'll bring it to work, which becomes the politics that we have to navigate. Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it is. And the other thing I would just say, it's not something you can gain as a skill and just master it. It is an ongoing skill to master. I think some of these things that I have said about, I think awareness, whether it's self-awareness or awareness of how it works, two, building relationship, and three, I didn't get into, but like high level, it's about then how you get advice or navigate difficult situations then in that moment. Because once you've kind of had the fabrics and of understanding of politics, you kind of will hit situations where the normal operating model isn't working or isn't working fast enough. Then it's a skill to try to figure out, well, how do we navigate that? Is it pure escalation, which sometimes work, or is it, actually appealing to that person that you may inadvertently have a, very, very high friction? And some of all of that are skills that kind of evolves over time, but they never become, I don't think, second nature. Like we just know how to do it. And every company, even every department, I would say you almost have to feel out the political environment and figure out where you sit to figure out how effective you are now versus 6 months from now versus 2 years from now. And so that's why I say corporate politics is a large topic, but is one that, at least for this call, is more about for me to just kind of highlight some of the frameworks of how I think about and separate out what constitutes a smart way to pursue it and learn from it in the context of whatever company you're at.
Can I also add one thing that has been true for me is, as everybody mentioned, right, whether you want it or not, we all kind of have to play the game, right? But I think that it's important to pick your battles. We kind of all make that decision on, how much you want to be involved, where and when it's important to get involved, and when it's important to kind of stay away.
Yeah.
Build relationships and a network. Super important, right? But I think what's even more important is that those are sincere. People can feel that. People know that you're just, getting a drink with them just to kind of say, oh, we went out and got a drink, right? Be sincere and all that. And that goes a long way. I think for me, at least, that's how it's always been. And part of the reason
I have the network that I do, whatever it may be, right, it works for me. But most of these relationships were real and sincere and go a long way. So that's just kind of my 2 cents on the politics.
No, great, great points. Great points. And also the point about picking your battles, because you sacrifice or you have to build your political capital and then you start using it for certain things you want. And you don't have unlimited capital, so if you use it for something, you kind of want to make sure it's worth it. And some things it might not be. And so those are absolutely things. I don't think you can actually build relationships if you're not sincere. People can tell if you're faking it or lying or you're not your word. I think human beings have a protective mechanism and their gut will tell them. No matter what you say, if you say every word correctly, but you're not sincere, it's going to come out. So I think those are really good highlights.
And also picking your battles will kind of add to your happiness at work, right?
Yeah.
If you play your cards the way that you choose to, you'll be much happier and much more fulfilled, or you might be. So these kind of tie together for me.
Yes. I mean, we sometimes create more stress by wanting to. I think also, like, some of it is about knowing, like, am I just trying to prove I'm right? Right? Because that can go down an interesting path. So I'm going to wrap here. I think we had very two interesting topics. Thank you for the new people that joined. I hope this was useful. I'm always interested in feedback. So if you have any of, you know, if it was useful or it was useful, but here's what you would like in addition. You know my email, just send me an email. But thanks everybody for joining. I really appreciated all the input and the stories. I think it was, I learned something always from these meetings. So I appreciate you joining and taking.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody. Bye. Okay, take care. Bye.